It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. The Oshkosh Fire Department responded to an apartment building fire at 1047 Monday morning at 533 High Avenue. When the first crew arrived, smoke was coming from the eaves and ridge vent of the structure. The fire was brought under control within an hour. All occupants were safely accounted for and no injuries were reported. The four occupants of the building were displaced by the blaze. Fire, smoke, and water damage occurred throughout the structure. Damage is estimated at $150,000. The Oshkosh Fire Department is investigating the cause and origin of the fire. Six area fire departments assisted. Officials in Green Lake County this week will be critiqued on their recent emergency management disaster drill. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Chief Deputy Sheriff Matt Van de Kolk says it's a learning opportunity and gives them a chance to see if there are areas of response they can improve upon. The drill was held at the Green Lake Conference Center and was a chance for first responders from across the county to test their response to a realistic disaster scenario.
Everywhere from fire departments in Berlin, Green Lake, Alliant Energy, Department of Public Works, the Highway Department, Public Health, County Board Chair, all those folks participated in the event, in the drill, and it gave them a real good taste of what those kind of events are like.
Green Lake County's Emergency Management Director Dave Cornelius and Deputy Director Gary Padol worked on developing the drill over the past year. Van de Kolk says the scenario was eerily similar to what happened when a tornado struck Menasha in July, but on a much smaller scale. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Drivers traveling Wisconsin highways over Labor Day weekend may see extra enforcement from above as the Wisconsin State Patrol plans aerial patrols in seven counties, weather permitting. Those headed to the Wisconsin versus Notre Dame game at Lambeau Field should be aware of the enforcement in Outagamie County. State Patrol pilots with the Air Support Unit have started to watch for traffic violations from the air. That started yesterday and will continue through Monday, September 7th. Chicago-based power producer Invenergy is proposing to build two natural gas-powered energy centers in the town of Brilliant in Calumet County, which could power nearly 2 million homes. The bigger of the two energy centers would be the second largest natural gas producer in Wisconsin. The two projects, called the Forest Junction Energy Center and the Union Depot Energy Center, would be located along Highway 57 to the east, just north of Highway 10 near the Brilliant Town Hall. Forest Junction would generate up to 1,203 megawatts, and Union Depot would generate up to 750 megawatts. About 1,200 megawatts are required to power 1 million homes in the U.S., this according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The center comes as Wisconsin's energy demand is expected to grow by more than 40% over the next 6 years, this according to the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. Coal production is expected to drop from 31% of energy production to 3% during that period, according to the same study. The city of Otoma is accepting applications for this year's archery deer season. Selected people will be allowed to hunt on the city's land for the duration of the archery season. Applicants must reside in the city of Otoma. There are 116 acres of land to hunt. A limited number of applicants will be selected from a lottery. The application deadline is next Tuesday. Applications and regulations can be found online at the City of Otoma website, their Facebook page, or at the Otoma City Hall. A Otoma artist is back in the winner's circle in the DNR's 2027 Wisconsin Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Design Contest. Sam Tim took first place in the Pheasant Design Contest. Rich Miller of Hazelhurst took first place in the Waterfowl Design Contest. And Douglas Schuster of Hatley won the Turkey Stamp Contest. The artwork was judged during the Waterfowl Expo in Oshkosh August 22nd, and winning entries will be featured on the next editions of the Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamps. Tim took first place in the turkey and waterfowl categories last year and swept the wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl contest for 2023. Oshkosh North High School's Communities Program is taking center stage in a new national documentary, and the entire Oshkosh community is invited to celebrate. A free public screening of the film, 9/11 Day, will take place on Wednesday, September 9th at the historic Time Theater in downtown Oshkosh. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. The film begins at 7, and the evening will conclude with an exclusive live Q&A with executive producer Greg Jacobs. Created by the Emmy Award-winning team at Chicago's Siskel and Jacobs Productions, 9/11 Day examines how the nation turned a defining tragedy into the largest annual day of service in America ahead of the upcoming 25th anniversary on September 11th. While researching service initiatives across the country, the filmmakers discovered Oshkosh North's Communities Program, where social studies teacher Rick Leib embedded the National 9/11 Day of Service directly in the annual curriculum 8 years ago. Last school year, camera crews brought their production into local classrooms, filming sessions, conducting interviews, and following community students into the city as they executed local service projects. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. A Northeast Wisconsin man is dead after an antique tractor overturned in O'Connell County last weekend. The O'Connell County Sheriff's Office says the 33-year-old man was driving on a rural road Sunday afternoon in the town of Gillett when his tractor went into a ditch and flipped. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. His identity has not yet been released. Local deputies in the Brown County Medical Examiner's Office are currently investigating the cause of the accident. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and Congressman Tom Tiffany are set to debate October 21st. WISN-TV says the event will be held at Marquette University Law School. Other debates have been proposed for October 8th by WTMJ-TV and October 9th by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, but it's not yet clear whether both candidates will take part. The debate will air on WISN and partner stations in Green Bay, Madison, Wausau, Eau Claire, and La Crosse. Wisconsinites are getting extra options to escape the cold weather this fall and winter. The Dane County Regional Airport says three flights to destinations in Florida and Arizona will be back starting in October. That includes Sun Country service to Fort Myers, Florida, and Phoenix, Arizona, as well as a Breeze Airways flight to Fort Myers. Then in November, American Airlines will start a seasonal route to Miami. None of these flights will be offered daily, and the route will no longer be in service in April and May. Cumberland police say Flock license plate cameras were used to track down a suspect in a recent armed robbery. The incident happened last Wednesday when someone who had arranged to meet an individual they connected with online met them in person to make a purchase. At that point, according to the report, the supposed seller pulled out a gun and stole $300 from the victim before fleeing. Flock cameras were used to track down the suspect, who was later arrested in Eau Claire County. One of four men caught with 24 pounds of meth in a Manitowoc County traffic stop was sent to federal prison this week for his role in a Virginia to Wisconsin drug ring, according to court records. Judge Byron Conway sentenced Andre Allen to 8 years and 6 months in federal prison. He was also placed on supervised release for another 5 years. Another man convicted in the drug bust, Karan Hamilton, was also sentenced to 8.5 years in federal prison. Two other men also charged in the case will be in court later this month. Food pantries and other nonprofit groups across Wisconsin have a chance to get state funding to provide free food and support local suppliers. The state is accepting applications for a $5 million grant program aimed at strengthening Wisconsin's food security network. Officials say the program is backed by continued funding secured in the state budget, with eligible groups required to buy food from Wisconsin producers and processors. Applications are due October 1st, and selected projects could start in December. Absentee ballots in Wisconsin are expected to go out as planned, even as a court fight continues over a new federal mail ballot rule. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says the Postal Service rule is not in effect because a federal judge has blocked it. The proposal would require states to send voter information to the Postal Service before ballots could be delivered. Commissioners voted unanimously to keep Wisconsin's current process in place and say they will update clerks as the case moves forward. Drivers traveling along Wisconsin through the holiday weekend may see more state patrol enforcement, including patrols from the air in seven counties. Weather permitting, state patrol pilots will watch highways in Monroe, Eau Claire, Iowa, Chippewa, Outagamie, and Washington counties through Labor Day. Pilots will look for speeding and aggressive driving, then radio troopers on the ground when they see a possible violation. State patrols say the goal is to prevent crashes and encourage safe driving. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Yelich does it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night at Wrigley Field, the Cubs jumped out to an early lead again, 3-0. The Brewers then got a rally going with Christian Yelich at bat, top of the sixth. Brian Anderson with the call.
Here's the 0-2. Yelich sends it high and deep, way back right center. Goodbye, Christian. Christian Yelich, a go-ahead two-run home run in the sixth inning. On an 0-2 pitch, Yelich with his 10th home run.
The Brewers went on to win 9-4 over the Cubs. Christian Yelich from the dugout after the victory.
Yeah, you know, they're a really good team. They got a great offense. And, you know, on days like today where the wind's blowing out, you can never score enough runs. So we knew even though we were up, we would have to keep adding on and keep trying to create some distance there. And, you know, the guys kept having really good at-bats. We were able to kind of stretch the lead out a little bit. And big win for us.
So the series tied at one game apiece. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, tonight against the Cubs left-hander, David Peterson, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local interviews, podcasts, and more are always fresh and always on file at thebug.fm.